This week we find a parsha of the Misoinanim, the complainers. The pasuk says, "Vehi Amka Misoinanim Rabba Oznei Hashem." The people complained bitterly. How much do we have to suffer and struggle on this journey through the desert? We want to return to Mitzrayim. We want to eat meat. We are disgusted with eating man. And of course, they mourn the unflattering report of the Meraglim. So there's a complaint, and there are complainers. Sometimes a person can have a legitimate complaint. Then there are people who are complainers by nature. Complainers are not rational. They have no connection to reality. I once saw a beautiful idea from Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal in his Sefer Derech Sicha. He brings a pasuk in Tehillim. It talks about Klal Yisrael complaining to Moshe and Aharon. The pasuk says, "Vayikanu leMoshe b'machna laHaron kadosh Hashem." Says Reb Chaim, when you want to complain, you'll find things to complain about. They complained about Moshe. Vayikanu leMoshe b'machna. They said, "What is Moshe Rabbeinu doing, going off the Shemaim? Why are you busy in the Oil Moed? You are the leader of Klal Yisrael. We need you among the people. You need to be in the machna. You need to be available to your people. Why are you hanging out in Shemaim? Why are you hiding out in the Mishkan?" That was their complaint about Moshe Rabbeinu. To Aharon, they said, "LaHaron kadosh Hashem." Aharon was the leader who dealt with Shalom Bayis issues, creating peace and harmony between friends and neighbors and spouses. Aharon was b'machna. He was constantly socializing and mingling among the masses. They complained, "LaHaron kadosh Hashem." To Aharon, they said, "Why aren't you going up to Shemaim? Why aren't you busy with holy things? Why are you amongst the people? You are our leader. You belong in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're amongst the people," they complain, "that you should be in Shemaim. If he's in Shemaim, they want him to be among the people." You just can't win. How irrational. You can't satisfy a complainer. When a person wants to complain, they'll find things to complain about. Towards the end of the parsha, we find a similar concept. When Miriam was afflicted with tzaras, Aharon pleads with Moshe to daven to Hashem that she be healed. And Moshe puts on his hat and his jacket and his girdle, and he says five words. Kail na, rafa na la. Please Hashem, please heal her. A remarkably short tefillah. Rashi asks, why didn't Moshe daven a longer tefillah? And Rashi offers two explanations. Shlayi Yisrael Aimrim, so that the Yidden should not say, "Achoyse nesuna batzara, his sister is suffering, v'hu oimed imarbe betfila." Miriam is in distress and he's davening along Shemen Esra. That's explanation number one. Explanation number two is totally opposite. Why didn't Moshe daven a longer tefillah, says Rashi, "Shlo yomer Yisrael," that they shouldn't say, "B'shvil achoysoi humarba b'tefila." For his sister, he davens a long tefillah. He recites the entire Tehillim for her. But for us, he does a quick davening. And perhaps this is the idea Rashi is trying to convey. You can never win with complainers. If davening takes too long, they complain. Too short, they also complain. Some people are simply chronic complainers. They look at their wife and children, friends, in-laws, people in their bungalow colonies, people in shul, and all they see are flaws and deficiencies and negative attributes. They never stop criticizing everybody and everything. They can always show you how everyone has an agenda and everyone is driven by ulterior motives. While some see the good in everybody, even in the worst possible situation, they will always find something positive. Talking about complainers, Reb Chaim Kanievsky offers a beautiful parable. A father and a son were traveling, and they had a donkey. The father was sitting on the donkey, and the son was walking. They overhear a complainer saying, "Look at them. The father has no mercy on the son. The father rides on the donkey, and the son has to walk." The father heard it, so he reversed it. Now the son was on the donkey, and the father was walking. A little while later, a complainer says, "Look at them. No kibbutz of. The son rides on the donkey, and he lets the father walk." The father and the son overheard him. So now the two of them got on the donkey. So now they're both riding on the donkey. Another complainer passes by, looks at them, and says, "Two people on the donkey? They have absolutely no sympathy on the poor donkey." So they listened again, and they both get down. So now the donkey and the father and the son are all walking. Another complainer walks by and says, "Look at that. Three donkeys walking on the road. Why doesn't one ride on the other?" Exasperated, the father and son picked up the donkey and carried the donkey. Says Reb Chaim, this is the outcome for somebody who is so worried about complainers. Live your life and tune out the scoffers and the cynics and the whiners. Complainers will always find a reason to complain. Misery loves company. Don't get dragged down into their pit. Stay away from complainers and negative people. As the famous adage goes, be yourself, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.